If you haven't got a presentation, there are a few left if you feel that you need one. Otherwise, of course, they're on the website. And this session, as well as the last one, are also being recorded. So there will be an audio cast on the IR pages of the website. Niels Brachmann, our President and General Manager of the SUSE division, will shortly to be CEO in February, will take you through some of the key slides that we presented at SUSECon. And then we will have some Q&As after that. So let me hand over to Niels. We'll try and keep this to about 20 minutes, so don't disturb him while he rolls through this, and then we can have some questions and still try and get you out of here by 10:30. Thanks very much. Niels.
Thank you, Tim. All right, thanks for everybody staying here and listening through the SUSE part of the day as well. So what we do right now is giving you more of an introduction to the business, an overview of the business, some of the fundamentals of the business. Like Tim said earlier on, this is not about numbers. It's more about explaining how the business is working. So let's have a look at a little bit of history. Actually, SUSE is in the business of innovating and adapting open source and Linux technologies for enterprise customers since more than 23 years. Founded in 1992, right at the time when the Linux and open source trend emerged, we are actually really one of the true pioneers of the open source and Linux markets. And why is that relevant? It's relevant because enterprise customers that would like to use that technology and run their mission-critical processes, business processes, on open source software, they want to have a partner at their side that understands how open source is working, that is experienced in hardening open source technologies, and we can prove that because we have done that for such a long time. Okay, and we have a lot of experience in that area. That really means that SUSE is one of the leading or a leading provider of enterprise Linux solutions and open source solutions for the enterprise. And what does leadership mean? Actually, you might not know, but SUSE was really the first vendor ever to offer and publish an enterprise Linux distribution targeting specifically the needs of enterprise customers at the end of 1999. We were also the first to take Linux to the IBM mainframe. Actually, at that point in time, in a co-development effort with IBM, which resulted in the launch of Linux for the IBM mainframe in 2000. With regards to hypervisor virtualization, SUSE was the first to really ship open source hypervisors, Xen and KVM, with our enterprise Linux distribution. So leadership in many cases means not just being around for a long time and having shown and proven that we are able to work the open source business model for enterprise customers, but also leading with certain innovation and first-to-market examples. Okay. So now, today, actually, we have a very well-established customer base. It's a differentiated customer base across different geographies and also different industry segments. And the good news is that those customers really trust and rely on SUSE and run truly mission-critical workloads on SUSE, and they give us repeated business, and in many cases, they also act as our references in the marketplace. Just for the record, I think I told that a couple of months ago, the London Stock Exchange, the high-frequency trading platform, is actually running on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. So, and probably you will understand better than many other people that this is truly mission-critical and is actually a nice example about what customers can achieve utilizing open-source technology from SUSE and what we are able to support with regards to mission-critical business processes. If you listen around in the marketplace, and it's a true statement, so you can test me on that, SUSE is known and has a reputation for delivering outstanding quality, both with regards to our technology, our products, with regards to the service and support that we offer, but also an outstanding quality of the relationships that we have, lasting, dependable relationships that we have with enterprise customers and alliance partners in the market. So the quality of the relationships that we build is often mentioned as well as if you query the market. So let's talk more about SUSE Leads. I know that some of you think, well, yeah, that's all cool about SUSE, but the real lead is Red Hat because they have such a bigger market share and they're a larger company. And that's obviously true, right? With regards to true market share, we're quite a bit smaller. But I always invite my audience to take a slightly more differentiated look and not just look at the sheer market data, but also look at some of the underlying specific segments that make up the paid enterprise Linux market and see what SUSE is doing in those areas. So I listed a couple of those leadership areas. These are areas where SUSE is either doing something better than anybody else, or we are larger than anybody else. Sometimes we are larger and better because we did something first in a certain market segment. And that can be supporting a certain platform, hardware platform, really well. I already talked about our leadership with regards to Linux on System Z. Sometimes it's a certain range of applications, business applications, where you are maybe the perfect platform. SAP applications would be the perfect example. It's listed here as well. The majority of SAP workloads out there in the market on Linux and in virtualized environments is actually running on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, also due to the very strong and ongoing relationship that we have with SAP. Sometimes it's not about applications or the hardware platform. Sometimes it's more about the vertical. And we give some examples about verticals where SUSE is actually leading with a significant market share, owning some of the large brands in those segments, from retail to automotive to aerospace to pharmaceuticals and so on. Okay, so the message behind this slide is if we go to market, actually, we do have leadership areas. We do have evidence. We have proof points for our capabilities, for our leadership, and we use that evidence as reference points when we win new customers. And that is actually how I would like to think you about market leadership at the end of the day as well. Okay. So what's the SUSE strategy? Yes, we do have a vision and a mission and a strategy. And that we execute against since a couple of years. So first of all, our vision is to be an always open enterprise that gives our customers, means you, our customers, control over their IT infrastructure. So always open means that we are truly committed to open standards, not just the open source business model, but also embracing open standards. Continue to be open to also work with proprietary or closed source vendors. We also deliver this kind of openness. We also say always open means always being available to support those businesses, business processes of our enterprise customers that need to be always running, always open, alerts to helping our customers to reduce downtime or in a more positive way, optimize the uptime, even to zero downtime. So a lot of open attributes that we subscribe to and that we offer to our customers. And obviously our mission is, no surprise, to do that with open source technology. So our mission is to innovate, to adapt and deliver high performance open source and Linux solutions and pair them with exceptional service and support, like I said earlier on. And ultimately we do that because we want to give the smarter open source innovation to enterprise customers that they need to be successful. So in our mission it's also clearly marked that our target customer is the enterprise customer. So it's not the small office or home office market. It's not the consumer market where you also find Linux. It's the enterprise customer. And our strategy is obviously to deliver, to develop, to innovate in areas of core competency, which is Linux operating system, which is cloud infrastructure based on OpenStack and software-defined scalable storage. But in many other areas, we actually collaborate and bring solutions to market through partnerships. SUSE is proud to have a partnership gene. We are really strong in reaching out to alliance partners for creating technology alliances, go-to-market alliances, and then build optimized solutions for heterogeneous environments, in many cases best-of-breed environments. And that separates us also from some of the competition in the market. So we know what our core competencies are, and that's where we deliver and where we excel. And for other areas, we actually complete the stack that is offered to enterprise customers by very close, tight, and lasting technology collaborations. We do not try to generate our own stack that we enforce on our business partners or enterprise customers. And that's actually very much welcomed in the industry by enterprise customers and by our technology partners. So a general statement about the open source business model. It is not about selling intellectual property. It's not about selling a license to the software. You don't have to acquire a license to use open source technologies. Okay, The source code is freely available in the marketplace. Everybody can have access to that, can utilize it, can change it, can alter it, and can include it in their own product offerings, as long as you yourself also subscribed to the open source licensing model. Okay, that's one of the requirements. So the technology is developed by the community, and the community is vendors like SUSE, but it's also sometimes customers, it's other industry partners, it's students, it's universities, it's educational institutes, many people ready together and really develop together the technology, the source code. So everybody contributes and everybody shares. That's how it works. And how do open source vendors actually make a business out of that? So first of all, we must be part of that community. And the community only accepts that if we contribute to the community. And the contribution comes by development efforts, sometimes also by funding the foundations of the different communities. And we are heavily engaged in those communities since more than 23 years. And then by being there and by contributing, you can also influence the innovation that is happening in those open source communities. Because at the end of the day, you want the technology to move into a certain direction, right? So by being there, by contributing, you're also influencing the upstream innovation. And that's the piece that is actually happening in the community. But that really doesn't mean that enterprise customers can use the technology and rely on that, because at the end of the day, it's raw technology. There has not been any quality assurance yet. There's no security coming with that yet. It's actually not so easy to install, so you need somebody to package it up for you so that you can install it. And once that is all happening, then you need to have somebody at your side that is reacting in case there's any security issues, any patches needed, any breakdowns, because the community is strong, but everything that happens in the community is voluntary. And if you're an enterprise customer, if you would be the London Stock Exchange and you have an issue, you cannot wait until the community fixes it for you. It might happen eventually, but you need real-time response. And that's what vendors like SUSE actually provide. So we innovate, sometimes on behalf of customers, but we also secure, do the quality assurance, do the patching, the updating, take their service and support calls 24 hours per day if they have questions and need support to keep that system up and running and to make sure that they have a zero downtime. So that's actually the value add of commercial open source vendors like SUSE. That's our daily business. Let's talk a little bit about the subscription model. And sometimes people confuse subscription with open source, but it's actually not. Subscription is a packaging and a pricing model, how you sell, at the end of the day, your services to enterprise customers. And subscription models are applicable to open source vendors as well as proprietary software vendors. It's a true statement, though, that all open source software vendors sell their services in a subscription model. Okay. What does a subscription include? Probably no surprise, since we talked already what open source is all about. It includes the access to the installable binaries. So we package the things together that are freely available and make sure that customers can install it easily, deploy it easily, automatically in many cases. And then we make sure that they get the security patches and upgrades. And they also get, as part of the subscription, product fixes and technical support. Now, this business model has some commercial implications also for you if you really want to understand and analyze the SUSE business really well. So first of all, we sell subscription contracts, sometimes a year long, 2 years, maybe even 3 years long. And we, in many cases, charge the customer upfront. So the customer is paying for the service upfront. The cash is coming in for the contract duration. Okay, but the revenue recognition has to be deferred and happening over the lifetime of the contract in monthly increments. So, for example, now we have still 5 months to go in the fiscal year. If I would sell a 12-month contract now for $1.2 million, then I would be able to recognize $500,000 in the rest of this fiscal year, and the rest would go to deferred revenue, which I would pick up next year. So whenever we sell something, we count the billing, but some of the revenue will have to be deferred and will be recognized over the lifetime of the contract. Okay, very important to understand. The other thing that is sometimes maybe confusing for people, if you listen to what customers get from a subscription, then you might say, well, that's maintenance. Isn't that maintenance? It's updates. It's technical support. That's maintenance. And then they think that maybe once you renew the subscription contract, the price would also be lower than the first time somebody bought a subscription. Similar to if you sell a license and then you say sell maintenance, and that's maybe 20% of the license price year after year after year. In our case, a renewal subscription comes at the same price point as the first original subscription. And maybe that's easy to understand if you think about, if you have a subscription for a newspaper, if it runs out, the next time you get you renew your subscription for the newspaper, you still pay the same price, or maybe even slightly higher because pricing is going up. Okay, so the renewal comes in at the same price point as the original subscription when you sold it to a customer. And then the last thing that we started to point out is more like a help. If you would like to understand the billings or bookings dynamics of a subscription business, you really have to look at different metrics. Obviously, revenue is king, it's most important. Profitability is king, is also true. But if you want to understand the billings metrics underneath, look at total contract value bookings, which sums up everything, all the contracts that you sell, including the multi-year elements, which gives you a nice set of information. But if you want to understand and compare maybe from year to year, it's also interesting to look at what we call annual contract value, which for every contract that we sell only counts the first 12 months. So it eliminates the impact of contract length, which makes it in a way more comparable, right? So that's another important metric. And that also means that on the billing side associated to that, that you would want to understand the average contract duration that the business has and how it maybe changes over the month and the time. So different metrics that are required to understand the billings dynamics really well. Okay. Since we are an open source business, it's actually important to understand that our operating system, for example, has to run on something, which is usually hardware platforms. And you can see that there's actually more than 20,000 hardware products out there that are certified and supported for SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. So SUSE Linux Enterprise Server and our other open source technologies run virtually on every hardware that is out there in an enterprise context in the marketplace, period. Okay. And then there's a rich set of enterprise applications, business applications, that are certified to run on top of our products. Because if an enterprise customer wants to use your platform to run their business critical applications, they should be better certified and officially supported. And that's true for more than 7,000 applications. And this number is growing on an ongoing basis. Talking about independent hardware vendor relationships, like I said, we have relationships and are certified with almost all hardware products. Here are the largest and most prominent ones that we work with. Many of those hardware vendors have OEM agreements with us and sell SUSE Linux Enterprise Server together with their hardware and then send us royalty reports, and we invoice them based on the royalty reports. In some cases, it's technology partnerships where a vendor is maybe not reselling or not OEMing our solution, but we collaborate on an engineering side to optimize our solutions to work well together in certain architectures or for certain market segments. So sometimes it's just co-development technology collaboration. Sometimes it's about publishing reference architectures so that enterprise customers know what to use and how to use and how to implement it. Sometimes it's go-to-market in the form of joint marketing, workshops, promoting technology, promoting solutions, but maybe they still don't sell the solution. So it's then done by the channel or by ourselves. Okay. So our relationship with independent hardware vendors comes in different forms and fashions. Generally speaking, this is broadening and deepening. For example, we just see right now, and I can only pick one example, otherwise I think I take too much time. For example, right now, our relationship with IBM is having a new boost because IBM has launched a new program called Linux One, where they actually sell their System Z systems targeted at open source and Linux market segments. Actually, they will sell their hardware and allow the customer to be charged by metering the usage, almost like a cloud payment model. It's completely new, and the software needs to be able to do that as well. They actually co-developed with us a KVM hypervisor, an open source hypervisor running on System Z in joint partnership with us. We are the first operating system to support KVM, IBM's KVM on System Z, and we also support Linux One with an elastic pricing model to match their pricing model. So lots of things going on to continuously strengthen our position in that marketplace, and I have similar examples for all of those partners on the list if there would have been time. Okay. Talking about ISVs, independent software vendors, cloud service providers, system integrators. So we took a couple of examples to at least give you a flavor of what's happening out there in the marketplace. You find SUSE Linux Enterprise Server on Amazon EC2. So there's customers that actually consume our product when they rent infrastructure on Amazon EC2 and run our operating system. That's also true for the Amazon cloud for the government. You find SUSE Linux Enterprise Server there as well. We actually launched a new program where customers can buy a subscription from us, pay us for the subscription, and then they can take that subscription and bring it on to the Amazon cloud and run it there. And we and Amazon and we would honor the subscription that they bought from us. So we call that Bring Your Own Subscription program, which actually drives more traffic to Amazon and ultimately then also drives up the consumption of our products on the Amazon cloud. With regards to Microsoft, we are also a certified operating system, actually the first enterprise Linux operating system that was running on Microsoft's public cloud, Azure. We have a tight collaboration with Microsoft in many areas. For example, our product, SUSE Manager, that is used to manage, update, monitor Linux server installations, is tightly integrated with Microsoft System Center Operation Manager through a plugin that was jointly developed between SUSE and Microsoft. If you would go to SAP, then one of their newest and fastest growing products, SAP HANA, the in-memory database technology, was launched a couple of years ago running on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server only. In the meantime, they also support other operating systems. But the majority of customers, if they run HANA in the marketplace, the vast majority actually continues to run that on SLES for SAP. So a lot going on with SAP in that area. We also have a joint collaboration in the area of OpenStack. SAP is looking at OpenStack to power their own internal cloud infrastructure. They're also looking at a project called Cloud Foundry to build platform as a service on top of infrastructure as a service. In that area, SAP and SUSE are actually engaged, doing co-development, co-innovating, showing up at those open source communities together to make sure that the technology advances and that their technologies and our technologies are highly integrated, optimized to run with each other. And last but not least, actually SAP is also a big internal user of SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. Their whole HANA Enterprise Cloud is standardized to run on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. So again, very mission critical workloads entirely running on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. In that case, SAP actually is also an end user of SUSE. Last but not least, VMware. We have always been the open source vendor that was first to support VMware products. Because like I said earlier on, we aspire to be the open source vendor in the marketplace. And that includes that we embrace all the open source standards, but we acknowledge the realities that enterprise customers face in their data center. And that's a mixed IT reality. Closed source and open source technologies. And they need vendors at their side that don't force them into religious wars about which stack to use, just use open source technology. We were always very good in being open and integrating open source with proprietary solutions. We were the first to support vSphere, and we are also the first to support vSphere with our SUSE OpenStack cloud solution, right? So a very close relationship with VMware in that area as well. And if they sell appliances that run on Linux, they actually run on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. So they also send us royalty checks from time to time. Two customer examples, really quickly. How are we doing on time, Tim?
We've got 5 minutes.
All right, okay. So that's including Q&A. Thank you. All right. So real quick, I think you also have a printout of that. Westinghouse, a big power electrical utility company, actually they engaged in a Unix to Linux migration project, took SAP workloads running on expensive Unix hardware, moving them over to a commodity x86 server hardware, in this case coming from HP in virtualized environments, and they did that with our help using our SUSE Linux Enterprise Server to power that environment. Again, ERP, truly mission critical, that proves the point, right? And then the second one is actually more an example in the area of private cloud infrastructure. There's a vendor in Finland that offers managed cloud services to enterprise customers. So basically what they offer to the enterprise customers to build, manage, and maintain their private cloud infrastructure in-house. So it's private cloud business, and they entirely run that on SUSE OpenStack Cloud. Why? Because they were very happy with the service and support that we were getting, which is a critical component for a really new technology that you bring to market. And they were also impressed with the ease of deployment that we allow with our packaging and our configuration. So some enterprise attributes that were required for OpenStack that we made available to DataLounge and their customers, and for that reason they decided for us. Last slide in summary. So we are an open source business, I have to say that, subscription-based, well-established since more than 23 years, and as you saw earlier on, we are growing. Actually, I have to say one number. So we're actually growing really at a rate of 17.8%, because the haircut is something that finance does to me, right? So revenue haircut, I have to say, I can't resist. So,
it's the only value we have.
Yeah, so reducing my revenue growth from 17.8 to 14 point something, all right. So well established, and we are growing. We are doing other stuff in addition, Enterprise Linux. I had one example about OpenStack Cloud, and we are also doing software-defined storage to offer enterprise customers an alternative to store big data in a very cost-effective way on hardened and supported open source software. And we differentiate ourselves by innovation that matters to enterprise customers, smart innovation that matters to enterprise customers, by the quality of our service and products that we deliver, and by our openness in through all directions that we offer, which is really appreciated by alliance partners and enterprise customers. I'll probably leave you two minutes for questions and answers.